I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Intense heavy rains in Mexico have caused massive flooding across the country's southern Chiapas and Tabasco states. Christians are reaching out to the flood victims in Jesus' name, says World Vision's David Munoz. He says it's important because
the children can be not only in the shelter, but have a place where they can have other activities. We can tell them stories about how Jesus has been with them in these difficult situations. This is something that everyone can do.
Next, Sudanese refugees fleeing Darfur's violence are crammed into camps facing malnutrition and disease. Unfortunately, the story of starvation doesn't end within the borders of one country. Zimbabwe's children are also suffering from malnutrition as a result of economic devastation. However, Global Aid Network is partnering with Christians to not only provide life-saving meals, but also provide the life-saving gospel. It costs roughly 10 cents to make a difference. Go to our website for details. And two graduates of Oasis Training Center in Ghana are helping plan the annual Christmas parade. The students have more ministries involved this year than in the past 2 years combined. The growth will help financially to expand their health center, which in turn leads people to Christ. Ambrose Brennan explains.
As the people see us meeting a practical need or a tangible need in the community, which is involving physical health, I believe it will open up their hearts to receive spiritual help from the Lord. So we're seeing that as first in the natural and then in the spiritual.
Brennan is asking Christians to pray that God would drive back the spiritual darkness in Pram Pram. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.